Welcome in to GQDN. Today, it is all about the Xbox Microsoft acquisition of Activision. So, first off, we start off with the major news, which comes to us from Blizzard Watch. And I'm going to include MMO Champion on this as well. For $68.7 billion, Microsoft has acquired Activision. Okay. Now, there are many things behind this, and we'll get into the many different things in a few minutes. But let that sink in for a little bit. Microsoft just bought Activision. Now, nothing is final yet, because there's a lot of FTC, U.S. things, and a lot of foreign trade-related things that have to be signed off. But this deal has gone on long enough to where they can make an announcement that was done this morning at about 8 in the morning EST, maybe 9 in the morning EST. So $68.7 billion, nearly $70 billion, okay? And Jason Schreier on Twitter posted a tweet, Microsoft PR, Bobby Kotick will continue to serve as CEO at Activision Blizzard. Once the deal closes, Activision business or Blizzard business will report to Phil Spencer, CEO, Microsoft Gaming. Not 100% clear whether or not Bobby Kotick will stay on after Nick tries. That is one question that came up, is what is the future hold for Bobby Kotick? This comes to us from Game Informer. And they do ask the question that, it comes to us from YourGamer.net. We'll get to Game Informer here in a minute, because it does pose the question of what is Bobby Kotick's future? And Alex, GamesBiz UK, did post a tweet, a purpose of nothing. Here is how much Activision Blizzard is going to pay Bobby Kotick if he is terminated as a result of a change of control of the company per his employee agreement. And it shows, I click on absolutely nothing. Well, it shows I'm wrong. A grand total of almost $293 million is what he stands to gain if he is terminated from Activision Blizzard. Okay, so if he is terminated, is the money well worth it? That would be the question D. About $293 million be done. Now, in the lieu of this announcement, Mr. Bobby Kotick sent a letter to his employees. And he does try to get to where things are going and basically what's next. So, I'm just going to get into what's next. And I'm going to quote here about Mr. Bobby Kotick. Transactions like these can take a long time to complete until we receive all the necessary regulatory approvals and other customary closing conditions are satisfied, which we expect to be sometime in Microsoft's fiscal year 2023, year ending June 30th, 2023. We will continue to operate completely autonomously, and I will continue as our CEO with the same passion and enthusiasm I had when I began this amazing journey in 1991. Of course, this announcement will give rise to so many questions. We will host numerous forums and events to make certain we address your concerns. I am certainly proud of this company, you, and the work we have done together. Now it's on to our next chapter and the endless possibilities this transaction represents for us. I couldn't be more appreciative of your efforts, focus, and dedication to connecting the world through joy and fuss. A lot of corporate rhetoric, I assure you, but I do not believe that he lied. That is what he has said. And now we go to what do the players think about the future of Bobby Kotick? And this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and they are really not enthused, because essentially it is what Bobby Kotick has done, not just for the company, but what he's done against the employee. So you can read the article on Destructoid.com. Now, what does the esports community think about this? The optimism, according to esports.gg, is a bit rare, because what they're doing is they're taking a look back at Activision's merger with Blizzard, back around 2008. And what happened after that was a big decline. And there was, though that wasn't noticed until about 2012, 2013, somewhere around there, maybe a little bit after that. And really the effects of Activision didn't really kick in to about 2019, 2018, something like that. So we shall see what happens, and we will discuss this further on the weekly show, definitely. Now we get into, how does this stack up to other purchases? This comes to us from DualShockers.com. And really, if you look at the other purchases, whether it be by Xbox or PlayStation, this is the biggest one ever. Even if you look at it, Minecraft going for $2.5 billion in 2014. That's just one game for Minecraft. You're looking at a bunch of games for Activision Blizzard. And even Take-Two's acquisition of Zynga does not even equate to this. That was a $12.7 billion deal. This is the deal of the century, of maybe two centuries. So now we get to our last story. We got to what the players thought, and you're going to hear more about their thinking through various podcasts and ours as well on the Group Quest weekly show. The biggest one comes from IGN.com, and they are talking about a better ABK on Twitter, and essentially, nothing's going to change. Here's the quote, part one. The news of Activision's acquisition by Microsoft is surprising, but does not change the goals of the ABK Workers Alliance. They go on further to say, the strike for Raven QA is in its fifth week, and our striking staff has still not received response from leadership regarding our request to negotiate. And finally, three out of four of our original collective demands to improve conditions of women in our workforce have not been met. This is what Microsoft is walking into. And Microsoft knows this. I have no doubts that we will be talking about the complete fallout of this deal, the response by Xbox about this deal, and all of it, from players to the workforce, everything, on the weekly show. Now, you can follow me. You can tell me what you think about this deal on Twitter at Joe Brums. And you could tweet the show at Group Quest. And you can find at Don Forge on Twitter. This has been a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. You can check out our sponsors at Audible. And of course, all of you are Patreons at patreon.com/deepquest. Go check out stackup.org while you're at it as well. We'll see you tomorrow. I did tell you there's going to be some good stuff today. Oh boy, I did not see this coming. But we'll see if there's more good news tomorrow. Until then, bye for now.